What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Small screen from the show, Solomon Bozeman, UAPB Lions are the SWAC conference for their championship in Atlanta at the Gateway Center College Park by the airport. We hope to see him there this spring. Solomon, gonna talk to you, brother. How life over there in Arkansas, my man?
Man, life is good, man. Life is good. Enjoying the beautiful weather down here in Arkansas.
Is it getting a little too cold over there at night, my brother? Because no, Atlanta was 41 last night in Atlanta, brother.
Yeah, hey, it's getting a little chilly over here, man. It's not too cold, but it's that good cold weather right now. Where it feels good.
And brother, let me ask you, bro, it's your fifth season, man. It's flown on by. How's it been for you, man? Can you believe you're already in year five?
Man, it's actually gone by pretty fast, man. Extremely blessed, man, and enjoying every minute of it.
No doubt, man. And for you, brother, for you, seeing the growth in your career from being an assistant and then going to Little Rock, going to Oral Roberts, getting this job, man. Talk about your development as a coach, man, over these years from going from playing in South Florida to now being a D1 head coach at Pine Bluff.
Man, my growth, man, honestly, man, this when you first step in this seat, man, as far as being a head coach, man, like, it's a lot to learn, you know what I mean? And so I feel like every year, man, I get better and better. I feel like my staff is really good this year. I feel like every year my staff continues to grow and continue to get better as well. So it's been a growing process, and you know what I mean? I don't have all the answers. Still got a lot of room to grow. But just feel, going into my fifth season, man, I feel like this is the best that I've ever been, you know what I mean, as far as coaching. So just got to continue to grow, continue to learn. But I feel like, man, I'm growing every single day, man. Just got to continue to grow. And I'm proud of my staff. I feel like they're growing as well.
No doubt, bub. Like you said, man, I know for me personally, you know, I still watch coaching videos. I still watch Radius, and I watch Slapping Glass because, you know, I want to be able to explain to my listeners what we're seeing on the basketball court, and I want them to understand from a playing perspective. And my dad was a coach, so could pull up film for them and show them, look at the other side of the ball. Look at the opposite side, the weak side, so you can see what's going on that side of the ball. That is where the ball is. Because watch all 10 players, not just the two with the ball and defender, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man. Like you said, bro. Like for you and your staff, like how much do y'all do that? Like going to clinics and and watching these different videos, kind of make sure you are still on top of your game and learning more X's and O's, more ways to do things, more how to even plan and practice even differently to make sure you all are on top of y'all games.
Man, we do a bunch of Zooms with other schools, that have been successful, people that I know in the business. We also get out and go watch practice as a staff. And then just see what we can learn. Like last year, we went to go watch Ole Miss practice, watch Chris Beard. And my guy, Coach Flanagan over there, we got to watch step in and watch their practices. This year, I've been a lot of talk with Daniel Robinson. He just got the job in North Texas. I've been knowing him for a long time. I like a lot of the things they do. So some of the things that they've done and that they do, we've implemented with our team. And so, Abilene Christian, they're one of the top defensive teams in the country pretty much every year. So just continue to get with their staff and learn as much as we can as possible.
It's funny said, Dan.
So we just been around, man, with different staffs. And just, we get with a lot of different staffs, man. And just kind of put what we want to put, with our team. Whatever we get from them, man, if we like it, man, we'll put with our team and go from there.
It's funny said, Daniel Robinson, Solomon, because I'm having him on the show at noon today. So it's kind of
that's crazy, man.
It's kind of funny.
That's that's my guy. A real, real good brother, man. I got a lot of love for D-Rob, man. He a guy that's never switched up, man. He always gonna pick up their phone. Just real down to earth, genuine dude, man. And he's always reached out and said, whenever you need help, man, call me. Let me know. And I reached out to him this year. I like a lot of things they do. And we took some things from their program.
No doubt. It's funny. You guys like, dang, he's up in the show at noon today.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And, man, like I said, man, it's great to see you doing what you're doing because people don't understand the struggles that it is when you're at a SWAT school to me. You have to go out there and play these guaranteed games. And they look at your record, not understanding what goes behind that record, what you have to do to raise money for your school. So talk about when – people try to they paint the SWAC coaches in a bad light because of records, because not realizing what you all have to do to raise money for your universities.
Man, I don't think people understand how tough it is. Like, people say they do, but when you actually in this seat and you got 11 straight road games and you're going out getting that money, man, that's extremely taxing on your guys, extremely taxing on our staff. But at the end of the day, man, there's no excuse, man. You got to find a way to get the job done. You know what I mean? And I think the SWAC is a very, very underrated conference, man. Like, very underrated. And I think this year the SWAC is going to be the best it has ever been. You know what I mean? You've already seen Alabama A&M, Dante and his staff. They've done a really good job. They beat Samford in the exhibition game. We just played Little Rock. They're picked to win the OVC. And we just beat them, this past Friday. But Bethune-Cookman is loaded. Like, Jackson State is always going to be good. Like, there's teams in this league, Texas Southern, Well Coast. You know what I mean? The SWAC is a very underrated league, man. And if we didn't have to play all these guaranteed games, I think the SWAC could be rated higher than what it is. But I think this year, man, it's probably going to see the most swag wins in non-conference than you ever see. That's just what I believe. I could be wrong, but I think the swag is really, really good this year.
No, I believe it because, Best Solomon, do you have to kind of have that grown man talk with your guys? I know the Tennessee State coach out had that grown man talk about why are we doing what we're doing, why the record was, and keep your head and don't take it personal because we have to really win in OVC. Like, we want to win, but we didn't win in sweat in the OVC tournament them 4 days and making sure you guys to make sure the main thing for your guys not letting the record or going out on the road so much bring them down so they can really understand the meaning of it and know the true goal was coming to Atlanta over here and winning and getting that at large and then getting that automatic bid.
Yeah, man. I mean, the main thing is just to continue to grow and get better each and every game. You want to be playing your best basketball around February and March anyway. You know what I mean? So, we tell our guys, man, just we want to continue to grow every single day from every practice, from every film session, from every shooting workout. man, there's always something that we could be getting better at. And, you know, that's what we continue to teach to you guys, man. It's a long process. And as long as we take care of our business and win each workout, each film session, each meal that we eat every day, and we'll put ourselves in a position, man, to be cutting down nets and head to March Madness, the NCAA tournament.
No doubt. And how cool is it for you guys to actually, you know, go to a town you know very well, Little Rock, and get that win, because, you know, it gives them confidence against another opponent, another jersey. They don't get hit here, have to be in practice hitting each other every day, which I know that gets boring sometimes in town, but here too. So how cool is for you guys finally get to see another jersey as you prepare to go to Washington on opening night?
Man, it was good, man. It was really good for our guys, man, just to be able to go play against another team. You know what I mean? This group is very competitive. You know what I mean? Like, they're very competitive. It's competitive every day in practice. They love to compete. And so, man, it was really good just to be able to go against some different bodies and be able to go against a team that's going to be really good this year, man. They're well coached. Dale Walker has won 2 conference championships since he's been there. So, you know, his team is going to be right there at the end of March. But, man, our guys, they enjoyed it, man. And now we got our eyes set on Washington, which is going to be a tough task. But like I said, man, these guys are extremely confident in their abilities, and we put in a lot of work each and every day. So we just ready to tip off, man, and get it going.
And, you know, Solomon, let me ask you this, man. With so many guys in your program that are new, talk about getting guys to understand the UAPBPB language that you all use, not get caught up in their old language where they were like, ice would be blue for you, but their old coach was red. So talk about getting them understanding your language, how you do stuff, understanding that, what you call, or, you know, whatever you want to call whatever you're doing. So talk about that piece, because I know when you have new guys coming in, it's hard for them to learn your language when they've been somewhere else for a year or two or wherever they've been at.
Man, it's not really hard, man. I mean, you just got to instill it as soon as you get them here. So our guys got here the second summer session in July, and, man, we pretty much worked defense all summer. You know, 80% was probably defense, 20% was probably offense. And our guys picked up on everything, you know, pretty fairly easy. We got some smart guys in that locker room, and we got some older guys in that locker room that's been at, you know, really good programs, whether it come from Mississippi State, Oklahoma State. They've been well coached. And so – it was easy. When you got guys that have really good IQ, when you got guys that being coached, man, it makes your job easier as a head coach. You know what I mean? So we just been fortunate, man. We've been blessed, man. God has been good with the roster that we put together. And I tell everybody, man, like I tell this team, man, we got everything we need in that locker room to be successful in March and cut down the nets and head to the NCAA tournament.
No doubt. You got some great switchable size, too, which I liked about your roster, too. You got some little short dudes as well, but you got some switchable right. size. And how cool is that switchable size so you can do multiple things defensively and scheme up certain things based on matchups and variances and make sure your guys can really affect the game laying in the court and get out in transition and get them easy baskets that you all want?
Man, it's good, man. Like we, like you said, man, we got some longer and taller kids. We're more athletic, so we're able to, if we want to switch 1 through 5, we can. We also can go small. We can go really, really big. You know what I mean? Our 5-man, Jaquan Scott, I mean, he can play multiple positions. You know, so it's been a blessing, man. Then we got the 2 little point guards that's super, super fast. But it feels good to be able to do multiple things defensively that we haven't been able to do in the past. And so, man, that's been a blessing about this team is that we can do so many things defensively because of our size and our length and our speed.
No doubt, man. And when you got that size out there, man, especially if you want to even throw in some zone, that length going to throw them off right there. So, like,
right.
You can do so much with that length because that length's like, okay, well, dang, we get down 2-3 zone or whatever, 1-3-1, we already got a big
– right.
Find a hole in it, but man, it's great to have that option where you just don't have to do certain things. When they can't just say, come up here on the middle ball screen and I'm gonna play with you.
right, most definitely. Now, it feels good having that length and that size, man, that athleticism, man. It's probably the most athletic team and, you know, length wise as well that we've had since I've been here. So it feels really good.
No doubt, brother. I'm happy what you're doing. Let me ask you, Solomon, man, because I know it's just the thing about it called basketball right now. In this new NIL world and portal world, how is it being trying to adjust to find young men and really getting their why? Why do you want to come to UAPB and really get the real reason why? Because now it's so transactional now, which is an element to it. But it's like, are you here for the team or is it here for yourself?
Man, a lot of kids, man, in today's world, man, they're here for themselves, you know what I mean? And so as a coach, man, we have to preach team. You know what I mean? And for me, man, it's easy. I tell the guys straight up, hey man, you wanna come to Pine Bluff, man, ain't no NIL. Like we can help you get to the NIL. We're gonna help you work. We can help you get there. We just had a guy last year leave. He made some good money. We had a guy that 2 years before that. They made two guys left. They made really good money. So we're just honest with our guys and let them know, you know, what it is. You know what I mean? But I think that's the beauty of it, man, is trying to get kids that are thinking about themselves and try to get them to think about the team and understand, man, that you got to sacrifice for the better. You know what I mean? Of the team and for yourself. The more we sacrifice, man, the better it's going to be for all of us. So that's been something that we've been preaching to our guys as well. Because it's hard not to sit over there and think about if I average this amount of points, I could go make 100,000. Or my boy over here is at this school, he's making 500. Man, I was better than this guy 2 years ago. He making 1 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard for them guys to process it. And I just tell our guys, man, run your own race. God has something special for you and only you. He has something special planned for me. And for only me, like, so he got something special planned for all of us. Run your race. Don't be concerned about what somebody else is getting. If you take care of your business and we come together, man, God going to bless us all. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the message I preach to the guys is, you know, keep focusing on our team. And that's what we've been doing.
Bro, you said a word there because it was funny you said what you said. Because I was talking about this. I had to do a symposium. I had to speak. I talked about, asked me how I got so far in the media business, but being on my own, because I said I wouldn't take no for an answer. If you tell me no, I'm going to find a way around that. Find a solution. Figure it out. Like, right. I've been doing my own show 14 years despite obstacles that I do run into because I'm my own situation. But it takes hard work. It takes a mindset to say, hey, nah, I can find, I'm going to run my race. I ain't going to do it your way. This example, I'll give you a quick example real quick. There are people in Atlanta who are stuck in Atlanta. I branch out beyond Atlanta. So when I come back in town, it's like, whatever, whatever. But it's like, I took the opportunity to branch out. You didn't.
Right.
You didn't run the race you should have ran. I said, I'm not taking no finance. I'm going to go outside of this bubble and come back even better, which I did. So it's like, right. I feel like you said a word there, but we got to really tell people, like, we got to run our races also. Don't take the initial note as the answer. Find a way around that note.
Got to find a way around it, man. You got to run your own race. Man, what God has for you, he has for you, man. You can't be concerned about what the next man is doing. You just got to be focused on what you're doing. And for our guys, man, focus on, you know, our team. And that's going to be the main thing.
No doubt, brother. Talk about this, man, how important it is to you and your team about community service, serving in Pine Bluff, because we know and it's been rough for a lot of people out here with things going on, but how important is your team being in the community, being that support for the Pine Bluff community, showing them that you all are with them no matter what, and again, they coming to watch you all play is something to give them a break from whatever they got going on in their lives for 2 hours, watch you all play with joy and passion and give them something to be happy about.
Man, we're always in the community, man. That's something that our staff is very big on. Our players are big on, man. It's giving back. And so we're always in the community. We go out to schools probably once a week, you know, to make sure we're talking to these kids, whether they're elementary kids, whether they're middle school, high school. We try to get to these schools as much as possible just so these kids can understand, man, like, you got hope. You can make it out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you Google Pine Bluff. If you Google Pine Bluff, man, you YouTube Pine Bluff, there ain't nothing good going to come up in Pine Bluff. It's going to be a bunch of shooting, killing, robbing. And so I tell our guys, man, like, we got a chance to be that hope to bring the city back together. We got a chance every time we go step out to these schools to save some young men's lives, young kids' lives, man, because they may be going through something at home. But if we go to the school and we, you know, we talk to them, that might brighten up their day. You know what I mean? So that's what we try to do around here in Pine Bluff, man, is just bring positivity from a city, man, that gets a bad rep of a lot of gang banging and killing and shooting, man. We just want to be that hope, man. And so that's why we really love to get out and go to these schools and, you know, even go to, you know, these jails and talk to some of these kids that may be in a detention center. You know, we've done that before as well. We just want to be a positive impact on these kids' lives, man. Let them know, man, that we're here for them.
No doubt, brother. Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Solomon, I'm proud of you, man. I keep fighting that great fight, and I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta, man. I hope you're the guy cutting down the nets. We're talking in March again on the show. I'm celebrating something you all accomplished, what you all worked so hard for, brother.
Yes, sir, man. Look forward to seeing you in Atlanta, man.
Same here, brother.
Yes, sir. Blessings, man. Blessings.
Blessings to you as well, my guy.
Okay. All right, my man.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.